Welcome to the Imagine Israel podcast, brought to you by the Jewish Federation of Greater Washington. Imagine Israel is the initiative of the Jewish Federation of Greater Washington, connecting Washingtonians to Israel and Israelis through the lens of social change. With every Imagine Israel podcast, we get to meet innovative Israeli influencers and changemakers, people addressing social and economic challenges in Israel. We'll hear from people whose lives and whose work intersect as they address issues in Israeli society. And I'm your host, Robbie Grindgrass, and I'm coming to you from Makom, the Israel Education Lab of the Jewish Agency for Israel. In this episode, I'm talking with Kenan Rabino, the Vice President at Ruach Tova, which established Good Deeds Day. Now, if you're unfamiliar with it, Good Deeds Day is an annual international day of service, inspiring millions of volunteers around the world to positively impact the lives of others and change the world, one good deed at a time. Good Deeds Day was created in Israel under Kenan Rabino's leadership, and it's now across the world, reaching 75 countries, including Taiwan, Italy, Kenya, and Brazil. But where did it begin, its international expansion from Israel across the world? You guessed it, Greater Washington. The Jewish Federation of Greater Washington was the first community outside of Israel to adopt Good Deeds Day back in 2012. The Jewish Federation's Sarah and Samuel J. Lessons Good Deeds Day in Greater Washington was the first and remains the largest Good Deeds Day celebration in the United States. It involves some 8,500 volunteers throughout Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. This Israeli Jewish vein of Good Deeds Day, Yom HaMa'asim HaTovim, is particularly interesting to me because of its name. Even though it was born in Israel to a Hebrew-speaking public, the parent company to Ruach Tova, the Arison Family Foundation, chose not to call Good Deeds Day Mitzvah Day, or Yom HaMitzvot, which would be the Jewish way of saying a good deed, you know, a mitzvah. Good Deeds Day also places a great emphasis on praising and celebrating the doing of good deeds, which would also seem to go counter to traditional Jewish attitudes to charitable work. The idea of netina beseter, giving in secret, is the phrase, netina beseter, giving in secret, runs strong throughout our tradition. It would seem that the powerful heart of this wonderful day actually emerges from a different liturgical phrase, Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah, from Israel shall come forth the Torah, from Israel shall emerge Good Deeds Day throughout the world. So what connects Canaan to Good Deeds Day, and what connects Good Deeds Day to Israel and to Greater Washington? Well, I popped into Canaan's beautiful office in the center of Tel Aviv, right next to the Opera House, to find out. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. It's been lovely to come up to this gorgeous little building here.
Thank you very much.
So you get to see the opera quite often?
From the window, we see it every day. But no, I'm not a fan of the opera.
So no. I see. So Kenan, what brings you to Good Deeds? It always seems to me that Israelis are really nice.
It's a very nice place, but we always have to talk about good deeds and about positive things. We see today in the country, I think the United States sees it even a little more than we see today in Israel. We're talking about a lot of negative things, and I believe there's a lot of positive in the person and in the world, but we have to showcase it, and we have to bring all the people that are not in this circles of doing good, bringing them into the circle.
And have you always been doing good?
First, I'm trying. It's an everyday reminder. Yeah, from a young age, I was in the Boy Scouts. I went also did what's called the Shnat Shirut. So I volunteered for a year before my army service in a town, a small town next to Haifa in Atlit, working with the youth there in the school and in the Scouts movement. Then I went to my army service. And after the army service, I almost worked more than 10 years in the scouts in different positions. The last position was the international coordinator for the international department. So doing good is in my blood. I learned social worker. So I'm a social worker also. I worked in the youth prison in Israel. I opened a halfway house for girls. So working in the society and doing good is part of who I am. And I chose it from a very young age to have this as my journey. And then I came 14 years ago to work in the organization Ruach Tova, Good Spirit. It's a volunteer center in Israel, a one-stop shop for if you want to volunteer, connect between people who want to volunteer their places of volunteering. Uh-huh. And after 2 years of working, we said, hey, why don't we have like a birthday for all the volunteers and people that are doing good? Why don't we have a day to recognize all of this? So we created Good Deeds Day.
Now, what was the first time that you said to yourself, that was a good deed that I did?
I think maybe the first time that I recognized that I'm maybe doing something more unique is in my last year of school, and when I was in the Scouts, I said, okay, let's go volunteer. Let's take the group. And I said, let's go every Friday. We were like 50 kids in the group. I said, let's every week, five people, go to the pediatric ward in one of the hospitals in Haifa. And let's have like, you know, a Kabbalah Shabbat. We have some songs. We bring balloons. I found this bakery that will give me all the leftovers on Friday. We have like the whole thing. And I thought this was the simplest thing ever. I never thought it was something very special. Uh-huh. In the end of the year in the school, they told me just dress because you're going to get an award. I said, what award? I'm not good in, well, I was average in school. Not was bad, but I'm not getting any, you know.
Not getting it for your academics.
No, not getting it. I said, why am I getting a scholarship? I said, no, this is a surprise. And they gave me, it's the first time they gave in the school a recognition for people that are doing for the other or volunteering. Now, I thought this was part of my, you know, my destiny, something I did. It wasn't hard for me. It was on the way. And the school thought it was something exceptional.
What's interesting, but the story that you told when you were brought up for this award at school was not that that made you do what you'd already done, but there was a point of recognition.
Right. So first, I think it's very important, recognition. Think we should recognize good things. Why? Because people recognize all the time bad things, and we're not giving them any counter for these bad things. Look, let's open the newspaper. Let's find a good article. It will be very hard for us to find a good article. Even a good article is probably in a negative way is shown. And I'm saying we have to bring positive in and recognition, celebrating doing good. Not only because this is a day that I worked on and, you know, and I lead, I'm happy. It's because bringing all these people, saying, you're doing great work. Let's bring more people. I have a lot of struggle with the companies. When I tell them, I want to do an article about you. And they say, no, you know, so in the Jewish faith, you give quietly. Uh-huh. Now, but I say exactly the opposite. We have to tell your story. Why? To inspire other people. Not to tell them, oh, you're so great, everybody buy your product. No, to inspire another company says, he's doing it, why shouldn't I do it also?
That's interesting that you talk about that there's some traditional Jewish reticence in talking about doing good deeds, the netina b'seter, the idea that the highest form of charity is that which no one knows that you've done. And ideally, you don't even know for whom you've done it.
I'm not sure, you know, it says netina b'seter, and then we had all these rabbis now telling what does that mean.
Okay.
I'm not sure when the person that wrote it just didn't say don't brag about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what the rabbis did after, but I think to bring more people, we have to show them that there are more people.
I know that in England, in UK, they call it the mitzvah day.
Yeah.
Here we are in Israel, and mitzvah happens to be a Hebrew word, which is the language which is spoken by most people here. What's behind the choice of, so we're not doing Nitin Abaseto, we're not calling it mitzvah. What's behind that?
First, we never said it was a Jewish day. We never said it was a Jewish day or an Israeli day. Okay. It's a day. It's interesting because we're doing this podcast for the Greater Washington Federation. And it's interesting because one of my first meeting when we went out of Israel and says, let's do it outside of Israel, was in Washington, D.C. I had there like 20 people around the table and I'm telling, you know, passionately, good deeds day, good deeds day. And I had there a really very interesting talk with one of the rabbis and talking, why isn't it called Mitzvah Day? Right. Why isn't it called? And I said, it is not a Jewish day. So he says, why are you coming to me? I said, I'm coming because you're good people. And we are proud it is from Israel. But we wanted to bring all of the people together. We wanted, for sure in Israel, we wanted also the Arab society and also the Jewish society to connect. And if we connect around a word that's like good deeds, the Yom HaAsim Tovim, both parties can connect. Because the idea of giving is in every religion, doesn't matter which ones. But bringing together, and today in Israel, it's the only day that I believe there is today that connects all the people. Arabs, Jews, Orthodox, secular, North, South, West Bank, not West Bank. We had everybody in because everybody can connect on good deeds. Now let's tell the story, it's from Israel. Because when the Washington, D.C. does it, and when they have to talk about it, I hope they say, this is a day from Israel. And we can bring everybody. We know also in the Washington, D.C. area, and also in other communities, we see a lot of organizations that are not Jewish taking part. But the Jewish or the Jewish people or Israel started it. And that's an essence for us. So when we go to Taiwan, when we go to Brazil, you'll see a Brazilian people. He's not Jewish. And he will say, this started in Israel. You will see that on the press release. You will see it in the newspapers. You see when he talks. And I think that's the pride that we need to see, that things are coming from Israel and from the Jewish people to the world. And we can bring everybody together. And we're not, again, closed in our... And I love Mitzvah Day. It's a great day. I'm not saying... keep on doing Mitzvah Day. Keep on doing good. Each one connects to different things.
Okay. So we're saying it's not Nitin Abaseto. It's not Mitzvah Day. But it is Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah. Coming out from Israel, the good words.
Exactly. And we're very, very proud of it.
So tell me a little bit about the story, how you connect with Greater Washington.
So we, after 4 years about of doing good deeds in Israel, thought, this is a great idea. Let's take it outside. Let's spread the word. And we went to our friends. We went first to our friends who we know. So these are the Jewish people. So we did this big meeting. And you can say smartly and cautiously, they said, okay, let's take one project. Take one project, see what happened. Starting small, seeing how to do it, working very smart. It's really, we gave them the idea, we gave them the structure, and now they took it really, and they own it. We believe with all our partnership, we need that the person on the ground own it. There's no fees to good deeds or things like that. We're just giving. We're like, we're giving materials, ideas, graphics. We're like really trying to help the network, and it's really... it's their own, and I'm so happy to see it. And they're the biggest Jewish community outside of Israel doing good deeds day.
Wonderful.
The Jewish Federation of Greater Washington organizes the largest Good Deeds Day celebration in the United States, bringing together 8,500 volunteers for this International Day of Service. For the sixth year in a row, the Jewish Federation is proud to lead the Sarah and Samuel J. Lessons Good Deeds Day on April the 2nd, 2017. That's April the 2nd. Uniting 80 local organizations across Virginia, D.C. and Maryland. The Greater Washington community joins more than 500,000 volunteers around the world, putting into practice the simple idea that every single person can make a positive impact on the lives of others and change the world. You're invited to join the movement to help people in need. Sign up for impactful hands-on volunteer projects at gooddeedsdaygw.org. That's one word, gooddeedsdaygw.org.
can see around your room there are all sorts of different graphics of Good Deeds Day. What language is this here?
That's
behind
from
you?
Italy. 3 years ago, we were
it's
there.
It's a big heart, and yeah. It's all written in Italian.
Exactly. So,
although Good Deeds Day, it's in English.
Good Deeds
Day. Does it have to be said with an accent?
This is how we see Good Deeds Day. It has to connect to the culture that we come from. So we have Good Deeds Day and we have doing good. Now, when we came to Italy and told them that's how we see it, they told us if we'll translate doing good, it will be too Christian. So they left the doing good and they had another sentence saying for the common good. So they have that in Italian and left the...
Insieme per il bene comune.
Yeah, so that's like for the common good. That's a good story in Italy. 3 years ago, we said we'll go to Rome, we'll do a big event, and we had 20,000 people. And I think the highlight was that the Pope met personally Sherry Harrison, the initiatory of Good Deeds Day, and also the head of the Harrison Group, the foundation sits under. And he recognized Good Deeds Day. And he said also in his ceremony, he blessed all the people that came to do good today. On Sunday.
How lovely.
Now, for the people, you have to see that they were like all ecstatic and I'm so happy that we have this recognition because for the people, it's so important.
Which is a fascinating combination, isn't it? On the one hand, we don't want to call it something Christian. And at the same time, the recognition from a leader of the Christian faith is huge.
Exactly. And they understand.
Interesting dance between...
Everything is a dance in the end. Where do we keep... When we started Good Deeds Day, we said, okay, doing good English, international. Yeah. When you go to South America, it's not international. So that's a lot of learning that we did during our journey when I was in Africa a month ago. So when I came to them and said, look at all our great materials, and I'm going and I'm getting embarrassed on every material that I'm showing them. Because there's no black person there.
Oh boy.
So it's like, okay, reboot. This year, take a lot of pictures. We need you in. We don't have the pictures.
Presumably in Greater Washington, you'd need different colored faces as
well. Yeah. So then we get a little more. So because like one or two we have, but when you have like five white people, one. So it's not.
It's, proportions.
It's, yeah, the proportion. So we have, that's how we, it's important for us to get to each culture, learn it, get connected always to a local partner. Also to understand the culture and also to build a community.
So it started here. By whom and why? Okay. What?
Okay, but this is a secret, so you cannot tell anyone.
Okay, we'll not broadcast this anywhere.
In one of our meetings with Sherry Harrison, like I said, she's the owner. She's a businesswoman and philanthropist in Israel. She's the owner of the Harrison Group. So Harrison Group is a group that has also a financial or business side and a philanthropic side. And in one of our meetings, as the CEO of Ruach Tova, like I told you, the volunteer center, we were thinking how to make a bigger impact.
Ruach Tova means good spirit.
Yeah, good spirit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were thinking how to have a bigger impact, how to bring more people. And then Sherry said, let's do good deeds. Let's do something simple. We see Good Deeds Day as basic level. Volunteer is a higher level when you take a commitment, you take responsibility, things like that. But Good Deeds Day, it's like a basic thing. Smile. I made coffee now. Like make another coffee for your coworker. Call your grandmother. Things that are simple.
But that counts as a good deed? Calling my grandmother?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's easy.
Exactly. That's easy. But how many people are doing it? Not a lot, because you know each time that I have a presentation and one is good is calling your grandma to have this weird picture and everything. You know how many people says, "Shit, I forgot. I'll call her now," and you say something. So that's what Sherry thought and said. Okay, let's do a good deed. Let's bring a lot of people. Now this is a secret. No strategy. We said, great idea. Let's do it. And we did it. So the first year we had 7,000, then we had 12,000, then we had 36. And then we understood maybe we have here something. And then we started to build a strategy, working with municipalities, working with government, because in the end, 1.5 million people in Israel, that's more than 20% of the population of Israel, are going
calling
to...
Calling their grandmother.
No. They will do more. Calling grandmother, we're not counting because I don't know them. I'm talking about 1.5 million people that was registering and doing something that's connected to good deeds. It can be a kid in the kindergarten doing a nice picture and walking to the senior house next door and giving them that to them with some candy or something like that and playing with them. Mm-hmm. So it can be all kinds of, and volunteering, going and renovate a soup kitchen or serving a soup kitchen. So you have about 1.5 million people on this day doing good. You see the newspapers, you see, you get this.
1.5 million people, and the population of Israel is?
8.3. Yeah.
So that's a fair number.
If you want to do it easy, it's 40 million in the United States.
You got that, Greater Washington? 40 million. And how did this spread beyond the Jewish sector into the Arab world, into the Orthodox world?
We just went to ask. First, we have an Arab worker. We just asked him, come and join. And when we talked about Good Deeds Day, and he can say Good Deeds Day in Arabic, and he can say it in English, and he can say it in Hebrew.
Have we got it in Yiddish?
No. Wow, that's a good one. No. I think the success of Good Deeds Day is first is also on the simple concept, and everybody can connect to it. And the second thing, that we're giving materials and idea how to run it. Not to only say, go do good deeds, goodbye, but giving also like a strategy or a plan how to do it. Some people did it exactly. Some people did their own strategy, but giving them. And in the end, more and more people, when more and more people connect, you say, I have to be there. I want to connect also. You see that in one of the cities in the south. In one of the meetings, the mayor...
In the south of Israel.
In the south of Israel, yeah. The mayor had a little talk with the manager of Good Deeds Day, and he said, I wasn't happy from this, I wasn't happy from this, this didn't work. And she says, okay, you don't have to do. And he told her, are you crazy? I have to do Good Deeds Day. The people are asking to do Good Deeds Day. It's out of my ability now not to do Good Deeds Day. That's why I'm talking with you, because we have to do, we want it. We want it, the people want it. And this is where it's now. It's the essence. If a neighbor is hungry, it is the responsibility of the government. I'm not taking off the government, but it's your responsibility as a neighbor also. You cannot call the government and say, I have a neighbor that is hungry. Take a schnitzel, and you made probably 25,000 schnitzel, and give him. That's it. And then call the welfare and say, I think there is a person here that I think you should visit, and things like that. But you made these 20,000 schnitzels. Give 3 away. You know, there's basic things, coming and just saying, hi, how are you today, for the elderly person in your building? How are you? Everything is okay? Great. Have a great day. And go. That's it. And this is the basics that we're talking about. And people that have more time and can commit, I will be happy. They will move to volunteering. In some works, we do need the commitment. We do need a responsibility and things like that.
It sounds like you're shifting things, because I suppose, why has there been an assumption that you just call the government to fix it? Because wasn't that what Zionism was for? It was to say that the Jewish people are now going to look after themselves with their own country, with their own welfare state, and therefore the state should be doing it.
Yeah, but you know, in 48...
Aren't you guys undermining Zionism?
Zionism also in 48, probably in the first 10, 20 years, everybody helped. People didn't call the government for help. People called their neighbor for help. So I think we have to remind ourselves. I think there's a lot of things that we can do, We just have to remind ourselves. And we really build a projects to remind. Like, we have this project in Good Deeds Day. It's a table of stickers that has a chair, a table, babysitter, all the icons, a driller, a screwdriver, a hammer. Uh-huh. The idea that each person in the building gets this. This is only where we have buildings. I know in Washington, a lot of you in townhouses, but this is in buildings. And you put the stickers, that's what you can give. So I have a driller, I have a hammer, and I can do a babysitter. Now a person is easier for him to approach this apartment to ask for a driller, because he already said, I have a driller. Now this will start the communication. You know, in the United States, I see it less when I see it in Israel. In Israel today, when you build a house, you first build a fence. Now,
oi.
The idea is, why we have fences? What is this? You know, the burglar can jump the fence, okay? Let's get, this is not what will stop him. And when you have the fences, it says, I'm closed. Don't come in if we're not invited. And I don't want to see also you because the fences are very high. I want that we will have a society that won't have fences. If I want to approach somebody, I approach somebody. And if something happens to me, I want somebody to approach me.
What would be the jewel in the crown as far as you're concerned? What's the one project or the one thing that you've been doing with Good Deeds Day that you say, if nothing else, that one made it?
I think every country that I come, like I just told you, I came back from Kenya less than a month ago, and they're going to do a huge Good Deeds Day. In this convention center, the middle of Nairobi, everybody's there. They will be there on the 2nd of April, a whole fair with NGOs, volunteers, stage, everything. They're getting also government officials, Good Deeds Day flags and everything. And that's something that they're doing. It's good for their society. They're building, strengthening. They're bringing more people in the circles. And it started in Israel. I'm happy and proud that we're doing it. And I'm so happy and proud with the Greater Washington Federation that is our example for the other Jewish federation of how to do Good Deeds Day and the great impact that it can have for the community.
And so when is Good Deeds Day?
2nd of April.
2nd of April.
Bye, Washington. Love you.
Okay, so I have to admit that I'd heard about Good Deeds Day and placed myself firmly in the camp of the other 6.5 million Israelis who didn't tend to take part. But Canaan is pretty persuasive. Maybe this April the 2nd I'll take the plunge. Maybe you will too. Canaan gave me a very bright and clear picture of a little conundrum Jewish education geeks have been playing with for decades, if not centuries. What is the Jewish people? They ask. What is Jewish peoplehood? I mean, quite often we brush off the question and just say that the Jewish people is made up of people who follow the Jewish religion, which is easy to say, but quite difficult to demonstrate when you come down to it. Like your ultra-Orthodox uncle and your atheist feminist second cousin, they're both bound by the same religion? The Reform rabbi, the head of an Orthodox yeshiva, and Jerry Seinfeld? As the old joke goes, they're all divided by a common religion. So a wise friend of mine, who also happens to be my boss, Johnny Ariel, has always defined the Jews as a people who are connected through three overlapping drives. There's the covenantal drive that says that I'm Jewish because of the covenant with God, because of the Jewish religion, because of my traditions. Okay, that's the covenantal drive. And then there's the communitarian drive that says I'm Jewish because I was born into a community and an extended family. A tribe, if you like, and I look out for my fellow Jew. And then there's the third drive that Johnny Ariel calls the cosmopolitan drive. That says, I'm Jewish because I believe in justice, because I believe in fixing the world and doing good for the world. Canaan Rabino and Good Deeds Day, established in Israel and radiating across the world, is a shining example of the cosmopolitan Jewish drive, looking beyond religion and family to help the world. See you all on April the 2nd. And thank you for listening. This podcast, part of the Imagine Israel Initiative, is brought to you by the Jewish Federation of Greater Washington and hosted and produced by me, Robbie Greengrass of Macomb. You can find us on shalomdc.org/Imagine Israel Podcast.